Amen. If you have your Bibles, Leviticus chapter number 6 tonight. Amen. Leviticus chapter number 6. Amen. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 6. And let's drop down to verse number 13. If you're there, shout amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says what? The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall what?
Never
go out. Woo, praise the Lord. How many knows the devil would love for this Pentecostal fire to die out? Oh, hallelujah. The devil would love for this fire to die out. But the Bible says that the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. And it shall never, somebody shout never one more time. Never go out. I want to preach tonight on the desire for the fire. Amen. Woo, praise the Lord. How many believe we can use a little more fire? Amen. Woo, I love a good campfire. I'm just I love being around a good fire. I love when the wood's out there. Boy, I don't like them little dinky ones. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I like something that's healthy. Amen. I like sitting around something that's burning good. You can feel the heat about five rows back. Amen. I love a good fire. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, how many knows we need a spiritual fire if we are going to make it in this hour? Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 11, amen, John the Baptist speaking here, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh, amen, he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. And the Bible, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. And the Bible said in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse number 20 says, where no wood is, the fire goeth out. That's not hard to understand, really, is it? It's really kindergarten level. But how many, let me just say it like this. If you ain't got no wood, you ain't going to have no fire. But if you got some wood, there's a good chance you're going to have a good fire. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to know tonight we need to get a desire for the fire. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand tonight that the enemy's always trying to blow our fire out. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But I want you to know tonight, I believe that God is stirring his church, rallying his people, letting us know that we need to have wood for the fire. We need to have a desire, amen, for the fire. Hallelujah. I want you to understand tonight, and Webster's definition says it like this. It says, fire is the visible effect of the process of combustion, which is a special type of chemical reaction.
Yeah.
I like in word study sometimes. Amen. But listen. Amen. Fuel must be heated to its ignition temperature for combustion to occur.
Right,
I feel like preaching just a few minutes here tonight. Amen. Really realizing this, that the flame is the visible portion of a fire. Hallelujah. Listen, they said it like this. They say that fire can destroy your house and all of your possessions in less than an hour. They say that fire can reduce an entire forest to a pile of ash and charred wood. They say fire is known to be a terrifying weapon with nearly unlimited destructive power. They say that fire is one of the deadliest forces of nature. An old statistic said this: a fire department responded to a fire on average of every 23 seconds in the United States. They said a home fire was reported every every 89 seconds. They said a home fire death occurred every 3 hours and 24 minutes. They said a home fire injury occurred every 46 minutes. They said this, there were 58,985 wildfires which burned and destroyed around 7.1 million acres. Hallelujah. Listen to me tonight. It doesn't take long to realize that fire can be of great danger. But on the same note tonight, on the flip side of that, how many knows that fire is also helpful? Fire can purify water. Fire can cook food. Fire can signal rescuers. Fire can provide warmth. Fire can give light and comfort. Fire can forge metal tools. Fire can form pottery. Fire can harden bricks. Fire can drive power plants. Fire can keep predators at a distance. Yes, there is a destructive fire, but there is also a productive fire. And I'm telling you, listen, amen, I want you to know tonight, I'd like to get a hold of that productive fire. I said I'd like to get a desire for the fire, amen, to burn in my soul like never before. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm trying, let me just preach a few minutes here tonight. They say that fire is the king of survival techniques.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, my boys, I get tickled at them. They got these big old backpacks. I'm telling you, they're ready. Amen. They got stuff packed in them things. I mean, it's like the last day. You know what I'm talking about? Jeremiah, they brought them in there. They're not wanting to show me what all they had. I'm telling you, stuff just kept coming out of them. I'm on hammocks, ropes, fire starters. Hey, now, oh, I'm telling you, spoons, canteens. I'm telling you, glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Are you with me here tonight? They love starting them. They love, amen, just that outdoor. Amen. They love to start a little fire. They like to do it without matches. I mean, them boys, go ahead, boys. Just give me a torch, okay? Hallelujah. But listen, they say that survivalists teach that each and every person who ventures into the outdoors should have a minimum of two ways to start a fire with him. They said one on their person at all times, and the other with their gear. Hallelujah. How many know, so if in the natural that fire is of most importance to survive, then how much more of importance can it be in the spiritual? I said we need to have, amen, something burning in our soul. Well, praise the Lord. How many knows that many times throughout the scripture that God used fire? I'm going somewhere, just hang tight. He used fire to prove his power. He used fire to prove his existence. He used fire to prove his authority. He used fire to prove his presence. He used fire to prove his judgment. Amen. One of the first instances in scripture that we find fire is in Exodus chapter number 3. And the Bible said Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. And there he was on the backside of that desert, and the Bible said an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. I want you to know that God, even God, used a little fire, amen, to get Moses' attention on the backside of that desert. Years have passed by. Years have come and gone. He had slew that Egyptian and he fled for his life. But here he is. Maybe he's lost his vision. He's lost his desire. He feels like a failure. He's on the backside of that desert. But God shows up in a fire in a bush. I'm telling you, God knows how to find us. And all of a sudden he looked and he got curious and he got a little closer. And when he got a little closer, said, Moses, take off your shoes. You on holy ground. Hallelujah. I was saying, you might as well take your shoes off, because you ain't going nowhere. Don't try to run. I got to talk to you about something. Are you with me tonight? I said the bush was an earthly bush with a heavenly fire. I believe that it was a picture of what God was wanting to do in Moses' life. I believe God was wanting him to realize, I want to put a fire back in your heart and give you a desire for the fire again. You're not too old. I said you're not done with. But God can put a fire back in our heart, back in our home, back in our church. Amen. How many knows that the Lord was going to help him get his glow back? Hallelujah. How many knows God can help you get your glow back? Hallelujah. Amen. The burning bush, it reminds us that in the midst of commonplace situations, amen, God still can get our attention. Amen. Listen, and that's what he did with Moses. He got his attention, did he not? And I believe also that it was a foreshadow of what God wanted to do with every believer in the New Testament church. I believe it was a picture of that indwelling power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to know the Bible says, for the Lord is a consuming fire. Are you here tonight? Amen. I believe God wants to consume every one of us with that holy fire. I tell you what fire do. Fire make you move. Fire make you run. Fire make you yell. Fire make you... Anybody ever got burnt by fire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how did you act? Oh, bless the Lord. That hurt. No, 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 no. Anybody I've ever seen get too close to fire?
Y'all with me?
Oh, hallelujah. There's something about it. Amen. In the natural, fire makes us move. Amen. Fire makes us squall. Fire makes us. Amen. I'm telling you, why think it's strange in the spiritual when that Holy Ghost anointing starts moving and the fire begins to boil? Hallelujah. Why think it's strange when somebody says, whoop? Hallelujah. Why, thank you, Franklin. I'm telling you, when that fire gets a burning, brother, it'll move on you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I feel good right here tonight. I'm telling you, hey, that fire calls you to get excited again.
Glory!
I tell you what fire, I tell you what fire do. I tell you, it'll get on you on the job.
Come on.
Man, I used to mow grass for them Procter & Gamble. Amen. Places and all them Square D and all them big outfits. Amen. I was mowing one time. I've told it, but I love this story. I love it. I was feeling good. I was meditating on the Lord, mowing that big field, riding right along them windows, all the way down to the ground, big windows. People sitting right there at the cubicles doing their job. I was always backward. I tried to turn my head away. But one day I was mowing, and man, I'm telling you, the Lord was, oh, hallelujah. He was all over me. I'm telling you, I'm mowing the grass. I'm feeling good. My mind's on the Lord. He's talking to my heart. I got so excited. I threw them little bars back. Jumped off that mower, took me a little leap across the field. I don't know, they probably thought, man, this guy's from the loony bin. But I tell you what, I couldn't help myself. I couldn't sit still no more. I said the Lord was in my heart, and I felt that fire burning in my soul. Well, I'm telling you, it can get on you at Walmart. It can get on you on the job. It can get on you driving down the road. I said, what we need is a desire for the fire. I said, we need a desire. I said, for the fire. Man, is that organ working?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. You might have to hit me a key or two there. Hallelujah. Boy, I love it. I'm telling you, listen. Amen. Done talked about in 1 Kings 18. That man of God, there he was on that mount that day. Hey, are you with me here? Amen. Faced with all the false prophets of Baal. Faced with all those unbelievers. But he challenged the people, did he not? He said, choose you. He said, you got to make a choice. You got to either follow God or you're going to follow Baal. God. Israel believed that they could worship both gods at the same time. But how many knows that's not how this thing works? You either, oh, come on now. But they were guilty of a divided heart. Amen. Listen, they tried to serve two masters. But the Bible said no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. And Elijah, amen. There he was on that mount that day. Amen. How many knows he might have looked alone, but he wasn't alone. I said he might have looked by himself, but he wasn't by himself. There was somebody standing with him. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
He prayed that 63-word prayer, did he not?
Come on.
Yes, hallelujah.
His confidence in God is indicated by the briefness and the simplicity of his prayer. He didn't have to pray 3 days. 63 words. He prayed. Oh, y'all, hang on. Here we go. Hallelujah. Listen, he prayed, and verse 38 says, then, somebody shout then, the fire fell. Woo, hallelujah. The Bible said then the fire fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Did you get it? The fire fell. The fire consumed and the fire condensed. I said the fire fell, the fire consumed and the fire condensed. You want to hear? I tell you what we need. We need the fire to fall again. I said we need to consume us and then it can convince the world that there is a God in heaven. Amen. That's able to do exceedingly abundantly. With this world ain't gonna get it done, but the fire will get it done.
Come on.
I'm telling you, I gotta hurry here. When they saw the fire come down from heaven, and when they saw it consume that altar, they said, "The Lord is God."
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Listen, how many knows fire still works?
Yes.
We need a desire for that fire. The action of this fire was in every case downward, contrary to the nature of all earthly and material fire. It was a heaven sent fire. What do you mean? Because fire burns upward, but that fire came downward. We need a downward draft to sweep through this house. Has anybody ever been in a place where you got so stirred in your heart, you tried to go to bed, you couldn't go to bed, because man, it was all over you?
Yes.
I remember one time in my life, a particular time, man, I'm telling you, the Lord, you just had him get on you. I'm telling you, come out of a service and the power of God. I remember I was laying there in that bed. I was wide awake. I'm staring at the dark ceiling. My wife's asleep. I'm thinking, my God, I started feeling the Holy Ghost. I'm laying in that bed and I get up. I'm talking to the Lord. And all of a sudden he starts talking to me. And I'm telling you, I'm feeling like man, give me a water fire gun. I feel like Joey Hyde. I feel like coming. Come on now. I'll say, oh, praise God. I'm telling you, brother, that night went all night long. And before I knew it, the daylight was coming. I'm telling you, listen, when you get a fire that wants to burn inside of you, it'll keep you up. I said, you ain't tired, because when the Holy Ghost talks to you, brother, I'm telling you, it'll move you, it'll stir you, it'll consume you. I said, Lord, give us a fire that will consume us again. I'll tell you, somebody, did you believe tonight, Lord, that I can get a fresh fire? Amen, burning in my heart again. I'm hurrying. I gotta hurry. Hey, amen. I believe this is the acceptance and the approval by God. Amen. Of his man Elijah.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, when they offered an offering unto the Lord, the way that they knew that the Lord had approved and accepted that sacrifice is that the fire would fall from heaven and consume that offering. Amen. In 1 Chronicles 21, David builds an altar. And all of a sudden, the Bible said, and he answered him, the Lord answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of the burnt offering. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the Bible said the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Guess what happened? And the Bible said the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children saw how fire came down and the glory of the Lord was upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and they worshiped and they praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. I'll tell you what we need right here. We need a fire that's going to change the mind of the world. We need a fire, amen, that's going to change. My God, hear it. The fire is a symbol of God's presence. Wherever God was, there was a demonstration of fire. Oh, hallelujah. When the children of Israel walked through the wilderness, the Bible said that God led them by a pillar of fire. Hallelujah. Listen, the fire had a guiding effect. The fire had an illuminating effect. And the fire had an energizing effect. It was a sign of God's presence, and it was a sign of God's power. How many knows that fire can unlock life? Amen. They say the giant sequoia trees, they say that fire helps giant sequoias in many ways. They say small cones full of seeds awaiting germination grow near the crown of the trees. But yet without fire to crack open the cone, the seeds remain trapped inside. And these cones can live with viable seeds inside them for up to 20 years. Fire dries out the cones, enabling them to crack open and deposit their seeds into the forest floor. Amen. Listen, there's been times that many of us could say, I just didn't understand, amen, the trial that I was in. But how many knows it could have been the trial that caused the fire to open that cone up in your life and allow the valuable seed to take root somewhere? We need the fire to fall one more time. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, listen, many of you are fighting battles tonight. Many of you have been fighting devils. I'm telling you, Lord, I just need a desire for the fire. Do you know fire? Fire can keep predators away. Coyotes are afraid of fire. Bobcats are afraid of fire. The beasts of the night don't like fire. And the devil don't like fire. Oh, my Lord, I wish somebody so catch on fire. Just can we be coming? I'm hurrying here tonight. I'm trying to hurry. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to skip a lot of this. Oh, praise the Lord. But the word of God said in John, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm glad he didn't leave me comfortless. He left me with a weapon. He left me with something, amen, that can push a back against hell. The Bible said in John 16 and 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. How many knows you don't have to backslide? Amen. I said you don't have to backslide tonight. And the Bible said in Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. He said in verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And then you get down to verse 8. He said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Anybody know that word power means tonight? When Alfred Noble discovered an explosive element that was stronger than anything the world had ever known at the time, he asked a friend of his, which was a Greek scholar, for a word that conveyed the meaning of explosive power. And the Greek word that he came with was dunamis. And Noble named his invention dynamite. And when you read Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, that word power is dunamis. And oh, hallelujah. In other words, you could say, but ye shall receive dynamite power. I'm talking about explosive power. I want you to know tonight, God gave us something that we can fight the devil with. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah. Boy, I wish I could preach this to you. Woo. I'm about done. How many knows this? We need a desire,
yes, Lord,
for the fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you what. I believe that he can endue us with that fire.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Right. That anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like I can almost see it.
Yeah.
Laying hands on people, fire.
Come on. Yes, come on.
I believe it can be powerful, instantaneous. I'm telling you, I need that fire. But you want to know why we struggle to get the fire? Because the devil doesn't want us to have the fire. He would love for the fire to go out. He would love to steal our wood. He would love to come on, put water on our wood. And I'm telling you, they couldn't put enough water up there on the mount, could they? The fire licked up the water. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you know that they have what they call the fire triangle? And they say that it consists of heat, fuel, and oxygen. And if you remember, one of these three sources, guess what? You have no fire. And just like fire in the natural needs heat, fuel, and oxygen, we as believers in the spiritual, we need the Father, we need the Son, and we need the Holy Ghost. And if you try to remove one of these, you ain't got no fire. But if you got the Father, and if you got the Son, and if you got the Holy Ghost, you're going to have fire. I said you're going to have fire. I tell you what we need fire. And turn up a hole. I said we need fire. I said we need fire. I said God give me a desire. I said for the fire. I'm ending. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to tell you how I got this message. It's been some time now, but I was driving down the highway and I looked up and I was stuck in traffic. Brother J.D., I looked over and I saw a big old sign that said fireworks on it. And all of a sudden, I said, fireworks. So I divided the word, fireworks. Huh? But then God showed me something a little further. So I brought the word back together. Fireworks.
Y'all know
Let me just give you that. Let me just give you this definition. Let me get the definition. I want to just say it right. Hey, man, I got way too much. But it is an explosive designed for explosive power and beauty. But I saw that firework sitting on a shelf somewhere. I walked in and looked at it. And written on him says, fireworks.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. He looks good on the shelf.
Come
He screams, I'm a firework. What are you to do? I've been created to go as high into the heavens as I can and then explode with magnificent power.
Come on.
Well, why don't you do it? Well, sir, I can't because I have to have help. What kind of help do you need, sir? I need fire.
Oh, glory to God.
Come on.
We can come to church and look good as Christians, but if we don't get ignited by the fire, but you take fire and you ignite the wick of that firework.
Y'all with me here?
Come on.
Y'all get this?
Didn't y'all ever watch it go up to the top of the firework? Then it starts going down inside of it. And it looks like the fire goes out. And then you wait. Fire has to get down inside of us in order for the real work to take place.
Come on.
When it gets down inside that firework, guess what?
It works.
I ain't got a voice.
When you tap into the fire and that wick gets lit, Brother Charles, it gets down inside of us, and before long, woo! Woo! And all of a sudden it shoots as high as it can. Hallelujah! It's like an atomic bomb going off into the heavens. I tell you, listen, what we need tonight, we need a desire for the fire. Is there anybody in this house that say, Wesley said, give me 100 preachers who feel nothing but sin and desire nothing but a move of God, and they alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven on earth. One man said, oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said, Raven Hill said, you'll never have to advertise a fire because everyone comes running when there is a fire. Likewise, if your church is on fire, you don't have to advertise it. The community will know it. You ain't got to tell nobody on the job you're saved. They're going to know it. Lord, let that desire for the fire get down inside of me all over again. Would you stand all over the house? I got too much here tonight. I ain't going to be able to get it all out. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. How many knows we need a move of the Holy Ghost right here tonight? How many knows we can have a move of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I said it's just like fire set up in my bones. I said it's just like fire. It's shut up in my bones. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, help me right here tonight. I'm telling somebody need to realize, hey, man, you can have a fire.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah said, I'll not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name.
Come on.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
He got so discouraged.
Come on.
He got so downhearted.
Right.
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh. But then he said, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. I thought I was going to give up. I thought I was going down. You gotta get where he's at. He got so discouraged one day. I said, he got so discouraged. He thought, Lord, you deceived me. You've done me wrong. In other words, he didn't understand why he was facing what he was. He thought, oh, hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord saw something in Jeremiah. Amen. Listen. And Jeremiah began to realize what I'm finding out
is that what I must have must be a real anointing, because if it wasn't, I would have quit a long time ago. I tried to quit, but the fire wouldn't go out. They tried to wreck me, but the fire wouldn't go out. They tried to talk about me, but the fire wouldn't go out. I said, I'll not speak in your name no more, but the fire wouldn't go out. I had difficulties on all sides, but the fire wouldn't go out. I felt like I was alone and afraid, but the fire wouldn't go out. I told myself, I said, somebody need to tell yourself, I'm walking out of here, and the fire that just wouldn't go out. I'm trying to stop right here. I've been disappointed, but the fire wouldn't go out. I've been hurt, but the fire wouldn't go out. I felt depression, but the fire wouldn't go out. The devil tried to take my joy, but the fire. There you are. I got in the valley, but I felt discouraged. In what? Jeremiah said it's like a fire.
Shut up in my mind. Praise one more time in this house tonight.